Hello everyone, I'm the Leviathan from the Libre Silicon project, and in this video I will explain to you how to actually make use of the Libre Silicon manufacturing process standard and how to scale it from a small laboratory configuration up to industrial mass scale manufacturing levels. The main difference between an industrial scale manufacturing machine and a laboratory setup is that an industrial scale machine has the capability of loading batches of silicon wafers at once, which are provided to said machine in cassettes as depicted here in the slides on the left. While in a normal laboratory setup, you usually only load one wafer at a time using a pair of tweezers. The reason for the bulkiness of most of the industrial level machines is exactly the required mechanics to perform all this batch loading and unloading into empty receiving wafer cassettes. The biggest problem, if you have ever tried to manufacture some semiconductor prototypes with a foundry, is that there is a minimum quantity you have to buy before they even start talking to you. In addition to that, they make you go through a load of NDAs in order to even give you basic information on how to start designing your circuit with the highly proprietary and secret manufacturing process. In addition, for getting a foundry to even talk to you, another really, really big problem is that as soon as you have designed a chip and tested, you've burned through hundreds of thousands of US dollars to have a feasible, working, sellable product. And which can only be manufactured with that specific foundry. As soon as this foundry goes out of commission, may it be natural causes, earthquakes, or bankruptcy, you are screwed. You have to go through the entire prototyping, development, R&D again to adapt your design to another foundry, which costs you yet another 100,000 US dollars or more. This is also a really significant reason why I decided to start Libre Silicon, in order to introduce a semiconductor manufacturing process standard, which allows portability to a certain degree at least between multiple foundries and laboratories. My goal is not to convince large, already established manufacturers to adapt the Libre Silicon process standard, but to take the power out of the hands of those very same and put all those secret manufacturing recipes into a public open source domain, allowing small startups to form and fail.